I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Have you booked your flights?
For Nepal?
No, not for Nepal.
Yes, for Nepal I have.
When are you going to Nepal?
Forever. I'm leaving.
Forever.
Forever.
Okay. I'm leaving. Forever.
No, I've not booked. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know what came through my letterbox today?
What?
Well, it was there when I got home. Very, very heavy, suspicious looking letter.
What?
Very heavy. I thought this could be something dangerous.
Did it have lovely writing on the front?
It did, once I opened it.
What fell out?
An invitation.
There you go, big boy.
An invitation to the party of the year.
Yeah,
the
baby.
Celebration of a lifetime.
Are you talking about my wedding?
No, there's the Tandoori down the road. They've just opened a new part of the restaurant. The hot and spicy.
Oh, that minty yogurt they have. Oh,
I love, what's that called? Tiramisulata? No. What's that? What's tiramisulata?
It's pink yogurt, fishy.
Oh, yeah,
pink.
Sorry, wrong one. What am I thinking of? The cucumbery
yogurt. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that minty yogurt.
It's when that's done well, bloody hell.
Oh, the mango chutney.
I love mango chutney.
Oh my God.
I can often overdo it.
You can?
Before the curry turns up.
Oh, just, pop it on it out.
I pop it on again. I'm like, pop another one on, mate. Just keep popping them over. It's like...
Do you spoon it on or do you dip it?
In Wolf of Wall Street.
One every 7 minutes. One every
10 every 5 minutes, please, sir.
And then you just do loads of cocaine.
Smash them over my head and do cocaine. Yeah, that's me at the Tandoori. No, I got an invite through the post to your wedding.
Oh my God.
Which I was starting to worry wasn't coming.
What, your invite wasn't coming?
Yeah.
You're staying in a house with me.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's why I was getting confused. But no, very well done.
Thanks very much.
You put a lot of effort into claiming a woman. No, I mean designing the invitations. They look very nice.
They are.
And there's also an invite to the second part, which is the party the next day.
Yeah.
Are you going to be the most tanned man at the party?
Probably going to be the most tanned. What day are you flying out?
I haven't booked any. I didn't.
Oh, do you know if there's any flights left?
I fucking hope so.
Well, if there's not, then you're not coming.
Have people booked flights? Why have I not been a party to this?
What do you mean?
I've not been told about this.
I've told you ages ago.
I didn't realize people had booked flights and stuff.
Well, you knew the date to the wedding, right?
I actually loosely.
I don't think you even know the date now. When's the
21st
date?
21st of May.
No, it's 20th.
Sorry, I was thinking of the pool party the next day. In fact, I'll fly out on the 21st so I can be fresh.
And you'll miss it.
So I can be fresh for the pool party.
I want you to be the least tan, but just don't get any tan.
So you don't get any tan.
Nothing. To stay inside now. Be like veal.
I'm not letting that happen. Sorry, veal.
Yeah, I'll be inside and feed you corn and then beat your skin.
Oh, like a corn-fed chicken. I hate not. Like, I look ill when I don't have a tan.
Yeah, I see.
It really, I mean, you've never not had one for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've had a consistent tan.
Are you joking? I'm pale as anything right now.
You spray yourself up. You're like a fucking wardrobe.
Sorry.
Like a mahogany wardrobe that gets oiled every week.
I can now fluctuate in terms of what I look like so regularly. Sometimes I look all right. Other days I'm like, I look shocking.
Yeah, I have that as well. It's bad.
But yours not as bad as me.
No, trust. I think you're always your hardest on yourself. But like, I feel like I'm like a bit of a caricature at times. Like
I can
really morph into character. Like I can look fucked.
Well, some of the times, like the listeners. Hello, by the way, listeners, aren't going to see this, but we had my Candykin away day.
Yeah,
and a picture was taken of me on the away day, and I was like, do I actually? Look, I was like that.
Wait, zoom in.
That's what I look like, apparently. It's haggard.
No, you look like that. That's quite good.
Are you joking?
I think you look good there.
Oh my god! I do, like every Daily Mail article that comes out of me. I look shocking.
Yeah, they use some sort of weird lens. I don't know what's going on with that.
So you haven't booked the flights.
No, I'll do it straight after this. How is?
Why don't you say hello to the listeners?
I don't normally do that.
Yeah, why don't you just say it this time?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? I hope you're well.
So why don't you say welcome to bonus episode?
Welcome to this bonus episode.
Yeah.
We're currently in the place where the magic happens. We're in the studio recording another episode.
Do you know what's upsetting? Is Mitt said he had the wildest weekend. He said he doesn't want to talk about it.
Jay, you had to go and do it. No, I just was in Ibiza and it's probably just going to get boring for the listeners. It's probably just going to get boring. Do you know what I love though?
It's probably just going to get boring over it.
Do you know what I love though? I don't know if you found this at the minute. If you like,
if you rub your penis,
if you rub your what's the bit between your balls and your gooch? Is there another word?
Yeah, that's it. The gooch.
Yeah, if you rub that hard enough,
what happens? A genie comes out.
Genie comes out,
and then you have three wishes.
But I don't know. Have you met up with anyone recently that you haven't seen since your 20s?
I
find there's this like massive kind of precursor to the meetup. They're like, guys, look, I just want to let you know things are not like they used to be. We don't do it like we used to in our 20s. Like, it's a very different situation around here. Like,
it's not exactly the same.
But they're so scared of getting like, you know, partying too hard. So they're like, I just need to let you know, this is who I am now. I don't do what I used to do. I'm completely different. And then you meet up and you do worse than you probably...
I remember. I used to, when I was 18 or whatever, I used to go, if I'm still doing this by the time I'm 25, I'm still drinking and partying by the time I'm 25.
You were thinking that at 18?
Yeah, at 18. I was like, I'm a loser. Weird, or like 20, whatever it is.
Weird thing to think.
We're in our 30s now, baby.
Just.
Hey, birthday boy, your birthday's not too far away. It's not too far away.
I think it is.
4th of July?
No.
June?
14th,
that's it.
Probably redact that in case someone steals my identity or takes my birthday. My birthday was always, when we used to do the show, was the same as Binky's.
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember? And so like there would always be a, because she was like, you know, big star on the show, so a huge party for her, and then there'd be a small mention at the end for me. And I'd just been there like, sick.
I'm pretty nervous about the wedding now.
It's now, it feels real now.
Ooh,
when I got that invitation,
it's very stressful, dude.
I know, you've told me.
I know, it's going to take you again.
Is it worth it? You don't know yet. How's Soph doing?
She's stressed.
Is she?
Yeah, she started going to the gym.
Right.
Not that she was going to the gym before, but she's got the same trainer as me now. Sean, who came on.
Oh, you're right, yeah. How's that? Have you been turning up?
Have you
been turning up to sessions unannounced?
Sorry.
I just came to collect my dumbbell.
We had a crossover this morning. I was before her and she walked in and I was like, all right. It was almost quite awkward. You're right.
Well, like competitive.
Yeah, you're right.
What are you training?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What did you do yesterday? How much?
She started on the go juice as well.
Oh, is she on the turtle juice?
Yeah, she's on the turtle.
How's she looking?
She's on the turtle squash. She's like, not really anxious.
Turtle squash. Oh my God.
Turtle squash.
I want to try this stuff. Come on, hook me up.
It's not...
Get me on that turtle juice. I want to try. I want to see what happens.
Shall I bring a... I'll tell you what I'll do is next episode, I'll bring a little scoop.
Is it a scoop?
It's a scoop that you put in water.
Right. I assumed it was like a pre kind of...
No, I'll bring in a scoop.
Okay.
And I'll chuck in your drink.
Yeah.
You can sip away on it.
It could be the start of something special.
What?
I could transform.
Into what?
I don't know. Become prime minister or something.
So Ibiza, Mitt's been spending a lot of time in Ibiza.
Yeah, doing that back and forth. I tell you what, flights are fucking expensive.
Give me the prices of each one.
Well, it's costing, you know, probably a month heading towards a grand to fly back and forth. And, you know, we can't be doing these things all the time. So.
Well, you are doing it.
I know.
What are you chewing?
I ate an apple just before we started. I'm trying desperately not to to cough or do that thing down the mic.
You're not.
Well,
you're looking great. You're feeling great. So your energy is just good, dude. I think Ibiza's done some wonders to you. Your energy's great.
Yeah, there's this thing over there. They all do it.
What's it called?
This little thing they put in your drink. And it's annoying. The annoying thing is if you do it before dinner, you don't want to eat your food. No.
Honestly, dude, I'm just excited. You're out there with your girlfriend, who, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I still haven't met.
Yeah, I know. You
that's
find,
not. That's your fault.
That's your fault. You need to find some time.
You joking?
I've seen you once outside of this studio, I think.
Whose fault is that?
Yours. I've tried to meet up with you quite a few times.
Alexander Mitten.
You're too busy. Oh,
no,
Radio 1 has taken my soul.
Alexander Mitten, that is a lie. You big old sausage head.
All right. Let's do something sweet then.
I would love to. I would love to do dinners with you. I would do dinner with you tonight, tomorrow night. I can't do tonight or tomorrow night. But I would,
see, listen, this is what I'm talking about.
I tell you what, tonight...
It's all
tonight,
smoke and mirrors.
Tonight I'm playing football. Can't do it.
You
tonight.
Don't play football?
I do. Watch me.
Well, don't. Watch me.
Okay. I play football tonight. Tomorrow night I have dinner with my dad.
Yeah.
I really hope he's going to give me like a check or something. Like I'm just... He's not.
Classic.
No, he's not classic.
Spoiled little boy.
No, I just hope he goes, here, son, here's a check for life. That'd be great. She won't.
Check this out.
Check mate him, if anything. Wednesday, I could do it. Thursday, I could do it. Friday, I could do it. Saturday, I can do
it. I'm around. I'm here.
Why don't you commit to a day, and why don't you say, Jem, I'm going to take you to a place.
In fact, I did take you to a place.
Where?
I took you to the restaurant.
Below me?
Yeah, because you didn't want to go further than your house.
You're joking.
I had to come all the way to you. And where did you go? You chose the restaurant beneath your house.
You said, is it a good place? I said, it's delicious. It's so funny. We either go to the places right next to us.
Honestly, I hate how things have changed.
Shut up.
No, it's true.
What do you mean things have changed?
We don't do anything. We don't venture out.
You don't? I went to Barnes today.
Sorry, I fly to Ibiza and back, baby.
I went to Barnes today. That's venturing out.
To see the house.
Yeah, to see the house.
Tell me, is this like, is this the family unit?
Yeah, I love it, dude. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Run me through it. You open the door. What does it sound like? The door sounds like that. Is there someone stuck behind it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Weirdly, my alarm.
I've
got a bell that does that noise. Okay. That's what happens.
That's how
you walk in there.
Yeah.
So it's got a floor.
It's got a floor.
It's got a roof.
Sick.
It's got some windows.
Ooh, big spender. For London, that's actually quite top of the range.
Got a dishwasher?
No way.
Yeah, get out of here. Shut up. Got a big fridge?
You know what? I actually don't have a dishwasher.
Oh my God.
How
do you wash your stuff? The fairy does
it. No, I wash up. I'm actually very bad at it though, at times.
Okay.
I also have a washing machine. Sorry, I don't have a dishwasher, but I do have a washing machine.
So you put the dishes in the washing machine?
Yeah. In fact, that's a fucking good idea.
No, it's not. Smash. Bang, wallop.
Smash.
Bang.
Smash.
Wallop. You can't put them in the washing machine. They'll just go round and round and round and come out broken. What did you do then?
Put them all back together again in tears on the floor. Probably.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So are we going to do dinner this week, you and I?
Yeah, and I think the only way you'll turn up is if it's of some use to you, or we can get some sort of content. Or
when have I ever shot content with you?
I do it all the day.
Shooting content right now.
Right now. Nothing ain't content.
In our spare time, when have I shot content with you?
I don't know, because I've not seen you for so long.
Oh my God. I see you every week, twice a week.
We'll get to hang out at the wedding for a bit. It'll be cool. In fact, we're going to have some hang time.
I speak to you a lot on the phone.
Yeah, I know. We speak probably too much on the phone.
Exactly. So what the hell's wrong with that? Do you have dinners with other people?
No.
There you go.
I've been saving myself for you.
Okay, let's pivot. Pamela Anderson's documentary. That was good.
Yeah, I'm not saying
Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez. What's going on there?
What about them?
Oh my God, beef.
I got told just before we started this, something to do with eyebrows. Have they started peace negotiations?
It's kicking
That sounds really monumental.
Oh, they're going to fuck it up.
I knew that we'd see the end of the world. I knew it would happen within our lifetime. Imagine that was how it all started. Suddenly, nuclear war just fucking kicks off. Kylie Jenner builds a rocket. Press the button.
Kylie Jenner builds a rocket? She probably would.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if the Jenners have nuclear arms. I reckon the Jenners have nuclear arms.
I watched this amazing documentary.
It was called, I just did that cough. It was called.
No, I can't remember what it was called. I'm trying to find out what it was called. It was about a submarine.
Oh, wasn't it that documentary where you were stood in front of the mirror for half an hour and you didn't realize you thought it was a documentary about really muscly men and you realized it was just you.
Submarine. Do you know what the Netflix show is called? Well, you don't, obviously I'm about to say.
It's
called Into the Deep. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's a murder case. It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, ladies and gentlemen. 100%.
I keep hearing a lot of 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I feel like Rotten Tomatoes have got a lot less,
It's about...
A bit more lenient.
It's about a guy who builds submarines and he invites a journalist on the submarine. She disappears.
Oh, he kills her, doesn't he?
Well, who knows?
I think I remember this story.
I think I remember this,
and I ruin it all for you.
Well...
He kills her.
Well, you don't know that. We're going to find out what happens.
Were you involved with the crime?
I was not involved in the crime. I was not involved in any crime, my friend.
Would you live on a submarine for like 2-3 months?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Be my worst. I would have thought
you quite like it.
I know.
Locked down there with a load of oily men. Nowhere to.
Why are they oily?
Because it's like you've got to do a lot of sort of manual oiling.
They're not going to be oily.
At least you'd have that tan would be maintained.
Why would I? No, I don't.
There's a lot of oil around all that metal. You've got to keep it lubed up.
Would you? Okay, I got a question for you. Would you rather be a sailor, one of Nelson's sailors on his ship back in the day?
Right.
At sea, scurvy, fighting.
Yeah.
Or would you rather be in the trenches?
I'd be at sea.
First World War.
Be at sea.
Really?
I don't know though. I do hate deep water. Black water does freak me out.
At sea, dude.
You know when you don't know what's
so in... cold, yeah, hands, scurvy everywhere.
The trenches though. At least maybe you'd go park up in the Caribbean eventually.
Have you watched...
Whereas in the trenches, your feet are getting chewed off by rats.
Have you watched All Quiet on the Western Front?
No.
It's a fantastic movie.
I've been meaning to. I try to not watch too much like morbidity at the minute because there's a lot of it around.
It's a fantastic movie.
Do you know what I rewatched? What the hell was that noise? Rewatched The Matrix. And it's time to unplug, baby. Take that red pill.
Oh my God. I tell you what, this bonus episode has been a bit higgledy-piggledy, but I liked it. It's been a bit left, a little bit right, a little bit up, a little bit down, but that's the way we roll now, baby.
Well, look, we've come to some conclusions. We've learned a bit about each other, and hopefully I'm going to see you for dinner.
Two things before I go.
Yeah.
You're going to book your flights to my wedding?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to invite me for dinner?
Mm-hmm. You said two, so that's it.
That's it. That's about it.
I am getting excited for the stag, though.
Yeah. I mean, the stag stories when we come back is going to be amazing. So watch out, people. Get ready for those stories. Hey, and why don't you tell...
I hope it's like really tame.
It will be really tame. Why don't you tell our audience to go and check out our social media channels?
If you haven't been made aware of Instagram, it's a great app. Mm-hmm. It's a platform where people come to share photographs, pixelated images.
What about TikTok?
TikTok, newer to the scene.
What's our handles called?
Coming out of China. Fantastic platform too.
What's our handles called?
At Private Parts Pod.
Yeah.
Cast.
At Private Podcast.
At Private Podcast. Get on
what
over.
What about our YouTube? Go and check it out. It's on YouTube at Private Podcast.
All right. Nice.
All right, everybody. Guys, this Friday we have another wonderful episode. Hannah Witten is on this Friday. YouTuber, superstar, OG of the YouTuber world. It's going to be great.
Talks about... relationships.
Relationships. A lot of sex. If you like sex, tune in. All right, everybody. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye now.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.